I never really understood the secret menus. You know, like when a lot of places have these quote unquote secret menus that you go, there's items that are not on the menu, but you have to be in the know to order them. I always think it's, I don't know. I feel like the staff can't like them because it's annoying. And how are you supposed to know all these secret things? How do you know what's made up? How do you know what's real?
I'm going to counterpoint all of that right now by saying the staff is in a doldrum life, right? They're running like a hamster on a wheel. Every day is exactly the same. So anything a little bit different is definitely bound to be more interesting. And have you ever been to a speakeasy? Have you ever been to a burlesque show? It's all about the password, man. It's about something cool. It's about being in the know. And the other person next to you going, what is that cool thing you just did? That's what it's about.
Well, McDonald's has unveiled their menu hacks, like the surf and turf, which is basically when you take the fish from a fillet of fish and you put it on a double cheeseburger, or a hash brown McMuffin, which is a sausage McMuffin, and then they layer the hash brown, like stacked right on it. It's basically glorifying the secret menu. And when you order these things that aren't on the menu, it's a secret, you know? So being able to know these hacks is a big deal. So I thought, Raven, if you're such a fan of the secret menus.
Oh, I am.
Each of us could come up with a secret menu item that's completely made up. It's not real. And then we would have producer John and producer Sean head over to McDonald's after the show and order it. And let's just see what happens if they order these secret menus that we just made up.
I want to tell you that I have made up something completely delicious, and it's also able for them to make with their technology as it exists today. So okay. It's like, you know, figuring out how to go to Mars with a space shuttle. You know what I mean? Like, it's stuff that we've done before. It can be done. So
who are you sending, John or Sean first?
I'm going to send Sean. I feel like Sean will be committed to getting this done for me and may want to eat this sandwich as well. Let me introduce to you the El Diablo Double Crunch. Mm-hmm. The El Diablo Double Crunch. It's a spicy chicken sandwich with a McDouble burger and then a layer of chicken nuggets on the bottom.
Sean, you got that?
Yeah.
All right.
They can make it with today's technology, okay? Yeah. They can do it.
You have the option to either go in and order this face-to-face with the person, or you can go through the drive-thru. I will give you that option, okay?
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. John, for you, after the show today, you know how the Shamrock Shake is a big deal?
Oh, sure.
Love that thing.
Now, you could go to any McDonald's and order a Shamrock Shake. They know exactly what you're talking about, right? But no. You're going to go order the McLovin Shakey Shake, okay? The McLovin Shakey Shake is vanilla with strawberries with exactly 14 fries shoved into it.
Can't be 14?
No, it has to be 14. Oh, it has to be 14. Because Valentine's Day is on February 14th. Everybody knows that. That's just common sense around it.
It's a bouquet that says I love you.
Yeah. So you guys go to the McDonald's, order these secret menu items, and I just want to get their reaction on what they say. Because I'm going to attest that nobody likes this. If you work in a fast food place, like, they don't want you ordering things from the secret menu. They just want to do their job, and they're not into your bits.
That's exactly right. That's exactly how they feel.
Whatever. We'll see.
McDonald's unveiled their menu hacks, so they kind of come up with all these items that you can order that are made up, which is kind of like ordering from the secret menu, which I've never been on board with, because I always feel like how annoying you have to order something not on a menu. If you work there, every time somebody tries to be trendy and comes in and orders something that you've never heard of, you got to play along, and it's dumb, right?
You sound like a hater. All I'm saying is that if every day you're doing the same thing, do you want medium fries? Do you want large fries? Do you want Coke? Do you want this? I think a little bit of variety will spice things up for you. I think it makes your day better.
So Raven and I yesterday made up an item that we insisted would be on the secret menu. We just made it up. And we sent producer Sean and producer John to McDonald's to order it, to get the reaction and to see what happens when you order something from a secret menu. Now, Raven, you did yours first. What did you come up with?
I came up with the El Diablo Double Crunch, which is a spicy chicken sandwich, in my view. It's got to be fried, obviously, with a McDouble in there, too, and then a layer of chicken nuggets, barbecue sauce.
Okay, and what happened when Sean went to the drive-thru?
Listen up.
Yeah.
Hello there, young man.
Hey, how are we doing today? Do you have the El Diablo Double Crunch?
One second. I pulled my magic sheet here. We started some new sandwiches yesterday, which is our hack. Exactly. Just gotta get the right
good to keep on you.
Okay.
I don't know El Diablo. Does it say it on there? No. Maybe in the future.
If you were to guess what was in an El Diablo Double Crunch, What would you assume was in there?
Well, something crispy because it's crunchy.
Mm-hmm.
El Dorado, I would think ranch sauce or some type of sauce in it to give it like a more overseas type of taste. You know what I'm saying?
You were adding to it, let me tell you. That sounds good.
Anna, let me tell you that this conversation is actually like 4 minutes long. Sean and this guy are now best friends. He could not have been friendlier and definitely was happy just to have somebody in there talking to them about variety whatsoever. He had a sheet. He had a cheat sheet.
That's really interesting. I wonder if there is like a cheat sheet for secret menu items for real. Like, I never ever thought that there would be something that they pull out from underneath the register, right?
Like, they would be prepared? Like, a national franchise would be prepared for this thing? I mean, the hashtag's on the bag.
It's crazy.
However,
I made up the McLovin Shaky Shake, which is a shamrock shake, and it's vanilla with strawberries and exactly 14 French fries shoved into it. Let's see how producer John did when he went to go order it.
Hi, can I help you?
Hi, yeah, I saw a post on social media that you guys have, like, secret menu items.
I don't know about secret menu. I do know that we have a menu hack. You can order a surf and turf, they call it, a crunchy McDouble, or a land, air, and sea.
Let me see if you could do this one for me. I have the McLovin Shaky Shake. It's a strawberry vanilla shake.
No, we don't have that in this area.
Would you be able to make one for me?
We can't do that. We don't have the proper thing for that. We can't mix like that. It doesn't come out like you want it to. Just be one big gulp.
If I was okay with one big gulp, would you do it anyway?
Is it strawberry and chocolate you want?
It's strawberry and vanilla, and it has 14 French fries in it.
Oh, we don't have that here.
No? Nothing?
No, we don't have that here. No.
She just keeps repeating no.
No.
You have come up against an immovable force right there. Yeah. All right. That's what is happening.
To me, that woman is everything I would be. I'd be like, get out of here with your nonsense. Do you want to order something on the menu or don't? Or just keep driving through. And I give her a lot of credit because she was a lot nicer than I would have been at that point.
I think these items have a future, though.